Chris Dim has a little follow-up for us involving a put-up-or-shut-up question.
I did some digging on the Faith No More video.
Oh, yeah, the epic. Fish. The fish.
The one that caused Chris Kelly to join PETA 30 years late.
I did not. I want to make this. I've not joined PETA. I am no longer on the side of
killing
on the fish. This song came out in 1989. The video, controversial even then. And I was in college. And, you know, I was like, because we had some like peace peoples and PETA people, you know, they're all like, you know, and I made fun of them behind their backs. And they would be like, how could you kill a fish for this video? And I was like, grow up, it's a fish, who cares? But now I think to myself, this fish didn't need to suffer. There's no need.
Well, now, I don't know, you can question the veracity of this site.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie's not a fan, but I went to Wikipedia to look up the video controversy for Faith No More's epic.
Yeah.
The director of the video is named Ralph Zeman.
Mm.
And he said, now this is years after the fact, but he said that there were multiple goldfish used during the filming of the video. None of the fish was out of water for very long, and all were released following completion of the video edit. Now, you can take that for what it's... Maybe he's feeling the pressure from libs like Kelly. I don't know.
I'm not a lib.
Lib.
I'm not a... Not a lib. Not a lib. But I have a hard time believing that, because that fish was...
We've seen many times in movie. You can do a lot of things with video editing.
Well, you can, but that fish, I watched the video. It was... it had an interesting like color pattern.
Yes, it did.
It wasn't just like goldfish. It was, I mean, it was a goldfish, but it had, remember that? It had like a red stripe or something. It was a different kind of looking fish. I just watched it recently for this question.
Oh, did you? Yeah, it's been ages.
Because I'd remembered that it was controversial. That's all I really remembered about it. And then I saw it, and I mean, my heart broke for that fish.
When?
3 months ago when I wrote this question. Okay. 3 weeks ago when I wrote the question. 30 years ago.
Laughing it up.
I didn't give a hoot.
You know what PETA stands for, don't you?
People eating tasty animals.
Boom.
Made that joke a million times.
Billion.
Well, I mean, I was so, and I made so much fun of people who even cared. Yeah. Now, today, look at me. I've softened.
Look at you.
I've softened my stance. It was like earlier today, I was saying that I was starting to agree with that meteorologist who said because of warm waters in the Gulf and global warming, storms are more frequent and have... They're more dangerous. They have more storm surge.
And then you added on, you tacked on your story about New York, the island of Manhattan.
That Manhattan was
the water
sinking.
Level was rising.
The water level's rising, so therefore Manhattan is sinking because of global warming and so forth. I was there with a noted meteorologist, Lainey Pope, and I said to her, "What do you think about this global warming?" Because Manhattan sinking came up as we were walking the streets of Manhattan. And she goes, "Oh, don't get me started. Obviously, global warming is a real thing. And I'm a woman of science." And I said, "Okay. Yeah.
Hey, look, it's the Bubba Gump shop. I'm going to go get a really tall drink."
Have you ever eaten at Bubba Gump?
I have.
Oh, yeah. Sister, that is my jam. That is my jam right there now. High five. Yeah. High five on the Bubba Gump shrimp. And yes, you get a fruit drink here at Bubba Gump. That's pretty good. Anyway, I mean, you're in New York. Obviously, you're going to eat Bubba Gump.
Yeah, where else? I mean,
I got some
greatest city in the world.
Listen, I got some pushback on this. Some of my more conservative friends have said, don't fall under the spell or into the trap of this global warming thing.
Don't fall under the spell of science.
That's right.
That's what they want you to think.
Yes. Come on now. Manhattan is sinking for geological reasons, not weather reasons. Mm. The news media loves to lie to simpletons like you. I'm getting a lot of that. I'm getting a lot of pushback on that.
Okay.
There's a lot of liars out there telling me, and of course you just can't believe that stuff. I don't think I believe the director of that video. I feel like I did read that Bjork gave them the fish. It was one fish. Now they'd have to go buy five or six more fish that looked just like that fish.
Fish are cheap. Fish are easy to find. They're all...
But the exact same looking
come
fish?
Come on.
Eh? Eh? Or could they take just one fish?
No, he's being naive, Kay.
Okay. Well, could they take just one fish, film it flopping around a bit, put it back in the water, film it flopping around again? You wouldn't need many shots. I mean, it was just flipping. It was just only in there for 10 seconds.
I don't think it expired on camera, did it? It just flopped.
Well, they made it look like
I can't remember how it ended.
No, they made it look like that it was just
expired.
You know how it was, it would just like just the gill would very, very
just try to breathe.
Barely try. It looked like it was suffering.
Mm.
I think. Now, I, and again, I just
look
watched
at your
it.
Body language.
Suffering.
I don't know. I may be too soft now. I am really softening in my old age. I really am. And I should be going the other way. You know, I should be getting like more cranky and grouchy. But I'm softening to these things. There's no need to even have the fish in the video. There's no point in having the fish. It meant
I can't
nothing.
Remember how it factors in.
It's the band.
Well, I mean, it had, you know, videos were very creative at that point.
They were. But it is basically the band playing, and then it would cut to the fish.
Just flipping, swimming around
flipping
and flopping.
And flopping and that kind of stuff. It wasn't necessary. And if the controversy was raging in 1989, which it was, why didn't the director say this at the time? Maybe he wanted the controversy. Maybe it helped the video, or maybe it helped the song.
Yeah, because people would say, "Hey, you got to see this video."
Exactly.
And you had to wait. And it was you couldn't.
Yeah, it was on MTV. It was on MTV. I never was a big video watcher, but it got buzz and people talked about it. They showed it on the news, I imagine. It's
probably.
Warning. This is graphic. This fish is flopping.
Kurt Lutter, MTV News. I wonder if he did a story on it.
Guaranteed.
Probably.
And here I am, full disclosure. When I was young, I would go fishing and didn't care that the fish suffered at all.
Did you eat them?
No. But one time, I'm ashamed to admit this. We were like 13 or 14, and we took some firecrackers and put it into like the mouth of the fish and blew it up.
How big a fish?
I mean, you know, what, a crappie or something like that,
okay.
or brim. We used to catch those out of a pond, and I felt, 20 years later, I felt so bad about that. You
and
know?
You want to eat at Bubba Gump's after what you've done. You don't deserve Bubba Gump's.
I may not be Bubba Gump material.
You don't deserve Mama Gump's garlic bread basket. You don't deserve the Run Across America sampler.
Oh, God.
That's the thing.
What you don't
Mama
deserve
Gump ever make?
You don't deserve Bubba's far out dip.
I didn't know Bubba made a far out dip. Yeah, you're right. I don't deserve these things. The way I treated that fish.
Does he have a Vietnamese corner of the menu?
My friend and I won't name which friend. We went fishing in Miss Nell Rich's pond.
Mm-hmm.
Which was off limits, by the way. We were trespassing even then. Caught some brim or crappie. He had some firecrackers. We took the fish.
Did you fling it or just watch it from a distance on the ground?
Did both. We did two fish. One, we put it on the ground and it just blew up. And I didn't care. I was like, yeah, high five.
Fish.
It. And then one we threw into the water and tried to get it to explode as
in,
it,
the, air.
In the air, but it didn't. It just went into the water.
And you have the audacity to think that you deserve Lieutenant Dan's pork ribs. Or the Alabama chicken linguine.
Thank God it's not Lieutenant Dan's chicken thighs.
Or legs. You cannot have. Yeah. You cannot have a chicken leg.
Drumettes.
No, you cannot have no drumettes. No drumettes.
And you will not. You will not finish your meal with the box of chocolates.
I don't deserve it.
No.
I don't deserve it.